brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, 9/11 whistleblower. Oh, it's going to be powerful. You don't want to miss it. About 30 minutes. Right now, my life among the serial killers, inside the minds of the world's most notorious murderers. We'll also give you updates on Terry Schiavo Schindler, the latest terrorist developments in Iraq, and a lot more. We're investigating that explosion in a refinery a few days ago in Texas. Could be terrorism. That's all coming up. Right now, we're talking to Dr. Helen Mortensen. I know the phone lines are loaded. And specifically, we're going to calls right now that are for her. And we're talking about these individuals that don't have a conscience, that are robotic, that just somehow seems like it gives them a connection to reality to kill. And, I mean, basically from what I've seen of this, it's like some weird hunting instinct, some base level of the brain, where you look at it spiritually, is that they're demon-possessed. And, you know, it could be the nice man next door. It could be anybody. Doctor, you ready to go to some calls?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's talk to Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're on the air with Dr. Mortensen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Doctor, did I hear right? Are you specially trained in psychiatry?
Yes.
Okay.
And neurology.
And neurology, okay. How did you develop this working relationship with the FBI, or do you have an ongoing...
No, I don't have one with the FBI. What I do is I have a very informal network of individuals that will call me about a case. I try to stay away from formal investigative things because that'll impact the research that we're trying to do. And so very often we will talk to people only after they have finally caught the individual, the legal things are over, and we can go in.
Dr. Mortensen, don't you? You develop criminology textbooks.
Yes.
Mike?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me throw you a bit of a curve here. You say that serial killers are obviously a very, very special case, very limited numbers throughout the world. What do you think of the idea of screening children? Say in elementary school or high school for psychological disorders, have a mandatory nationwide screening program to do that?
That's never going to happen. And the reason that's never going to happen...
Well, Bush is trying it right now with New Freedom.
Well, trying it, but it's not going to happen because the issue is once you start screening people, what are you going to do with them? You're certainly not going to be able to say to a parent, oh, your kid is psychotic, and his risk of killing somebody is 85%. Well, in this country, one of the things that we can still do is not imprison people for potential.
No, I agree with you. We don't want to get into the department of pre-crime.
And that's what's going to happen. If we start screening, which also is another federal issue, because we have confidentiality laws, we are not permitted to release any kind
of doctor, I'm sure you're aware of the fact that they passed it federally, and they're trying to pass it in just legions of states right now.
Well, they won't do it. It's not going to happen. Once people realize that anything that could be done in a pre-screening for mental illness...
plus, the drug companies have written the guidelines, so...
Yeah, right.
you say right now it's not going to happen. You're right, but these folks work incrementally, and they prepare psychologically generation to generation so that what seems unthinkable now, in the future, you'll have databases set up where they'll store away these psychological profiles on these
kids. Mike, you sound like a doctor.
Yeah, I am. I'm a pathologist. I deal with other
right,
different kinds of disorders.
But you deal with pathology, but you also know that on some level you're not permitted to release that information.
Well, absolutely, but the government isn't under such restrictions. So.
Not in the Department of Defense, and they're the people that have all the money.
Mike, anything else?
No, Alex. You got into the area that I was interested in, a screening of these globalists.
We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, it's our final segment with our guest, the author of My Life Among the Serial Killers, Inside the Minds of the World's Most Notorious Murderers. He's Dr. Helen Morrison. Just amazing information we covered in the last hour. Doctor, before we go back to calls, I know there's so many areas that you could enlighten us on. First off, any websites where we can read any of your writings or any particular things you'd like to plug?
Nope, not at all. I just do my work, and I try to stay under the radar, and the book was the culmination of being annoyed that people were getting all the facts wrong and saying things about serial murderers and mass murderers when they'd never talked to them. That was the reason the book was written. And to try to clarify a basis of research for ongoing work. That was the serious part of the book.
Let's go ahead now and talk to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Doctor, you mentioned Henry Lucas, who partnered with Otis Toole.
Yes.
Who cut the head off Adam Walsh, son
yes.
of Don Walsh of the America's Most Wanted TV show.
Yes.
Now, Governor George Bush commuted the death sentence of Lucas.
Right.
And Alex has videotaped Bush performing the mock child sacrifice at Bohemian Grove to a 50-foot-tall idol
right.
burning altar.
Right.
And he's in Skull and Bones, which also has a ritual murder caught on videotape a few years ago. Now, today, Bush refused...
Now, that was on ABC News, by the way.
Yes. And today, Bush refused to save the life of Terry Schiavo, and Bush has killed 160,000 innocent people in Iraq. My question is George Bush a serial killer?
No.
I know you got to stay out of jail and you don't want to have an accident on the way home.
No,
well, I think she would say that even if you think Bush is those things, he'd be a megalomaniacal maniac.
Right. He wouldn't ever fit the profile of the serial killer. And it has nothing to do with my personal life, whether I'm in jail or the IRS audits me or whatever. It's that these are research protocols that we follow. And they're research protocols that have really shown us that people who are true serial killers are not humans at all.
Well, let's define those. Well, I mean, but hold on just a second, John, because this is an important point. I mean, let's just, for people that just joined us, because you did such a good job of it earlier, let's give us the difference between a Jim Jones, you know, and a Charlie Manson type, and a Hitler versus a Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, give us the...
Right. The basic bottom line is the three people that you talked about earlier, Jim Jones, are the people who can take a group of individuals and make them do essentially anything that they see as an ideal world. Hitler with his Aryans, Jim Jones with his cult-like behaviors, and the serial murderer has absolutely no motive, no goal, and no ideals. They just do it to do it. And that's a very hard thing to understand. It's a very hard thing for us as humans.
But again, you say they do it because they get a thrill.
Not really a thrill, no.
It's just an impulse.
It's an impulse. They have no emotional reaction to it, which is why people say, oh, come on, they have to. They kill, you know, 20, 30, 40 people. What do you mean they have no feelings about it? Well, they don't.
What is the clinical classification of a person like Hitler or Stalin who have murdered tens
of millions? Megalomaniacs, essentially. Grandiose individuals, narcissistic individuals, people who want to see the world reflected in them, almost godlike people.
So that's what you're saying George Bush is?
Well,
no,
it's all about it's all about the exercise of power. It's like O'Brien tells Winston in 1984, we are the priest of power.
Right.
Always pressing on the nerve of power for power's sake. That's what you get with these, you know, these hardcore sadists who tend to get into positions of power
and have no compunction about having their people do what they need to do.
Okay, thank you.
Well,
thanks for the call, John. Let's talk to Todd in Florida. Todd, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Doctor. Earlier you mentioned, I guess, passing around a one-year-old baby.
Under a year-old, yes.
From what I understand, it's 24 to 30 months is pretty important in terms of development. Don't you think the divorce epidemic has an impact and to some degree...
Well, as an example, let's talk about these parents that, or even these foster homes, whatever, where they warehouse the little babies in the cribs and don't give them any attention.
They die. 33% of them die before year one, and that research came out of World War II when they were moving babies out of London to try to save their lives from the Blitz. And what happened in the first child researchers noticed that if babies were left in their cribs for the first year of life and not touched beyond being fed, 33% of them died. Development always starts at a zero point. You can't go from 0 to 24 and think there's nothing in between. And those of us who are child psychiatrists who really study development know that if you can teach a baby sign language on some level before a year of life, you certainly have something inside that child that is amenable to learning. And we can't say that... If nothing happens in the first year of life, then by the 24th month of life, the child is a newly developed creature. No, divorce has nothing to do with serial killers. We have many families who are intact. We have brothers, we have sisters, we have children, and we don't see this as being an effect on the development of the serial murderer.
Yeah, clearly divorce increases drug use and crime.
Yes, but not
a correlation with the serial killer. In fact, in many cases, don't the serial killers come from whole homes?
Absolutely. And if there was a divorce or something, they still have contact with the other individual.
Okay, Todd, does that answer your question?
No, I disagree wholeheartedly. I mean, it's attachment disorder, and ultimately what you're doing is...
No, it's not an attachment disorder, and that's where I really become very annoyed with people who don't know what they're doing in the context of development. Attachment disorders like autism, developmental disabilities, or whatever, have absolutely nothing to do with serial murderers. And I am defending every autistic parent out there. I am defending every parent of a developmentally disabled child who has somehow been pulled into this absolutely useless controversy that their child, who has an attachment disorder, can be a serial killer. That is not the case at all.
Brain functioning and development in terms of the brain chemistry in the first 24 to 30 months.
No.
That seems inherently...
Well, you keep saying 24 to 30 months. The first 4 years is all very important.
Absolutely.
But that first year is the most important from what I've read.
And I would wonder, when you have this level of divorce and this level of detachment, isn't that also leading to things like Ms. Schiavo?
Hold on just a second. I'm going to move on to other callers because we're almost out of time with our guests. I'm just going to say this. I'm going to say this quickly to you. She's not arguing, because I've looked at all the numbers too, and she's looked at it more than I have. Obviously, all this causes a social breakdown, causes crime, causes problems. She's saying specifically these robotic serial killers, different from the mass killers and the rest of it, that's not the MO. Is that correct?
Absolutely. That's not correct at all.
Okay, let's take a couple more calls here before we run out of time. Larry, where are you calling us from? You're on the air.
Yeah, Larry in Louisiana. Two quick points. One is, I read my HIPAA contract, and it says that any military commander without my permission can have my medical records without my consent.
Okay. That's the HIPAA contract. That's military. We talked about that earlier.
Okay. Point number two. Now, I don't mean to sound statistic. I'm trying to be nice. But you said that these people have no emotions and they can't tell right from wrong.
No, they have no conscience.
No conscience.
That's different.
Have emotions.
They have
okay,
no...
Let me put it to you this way. If I took one, and I had one, you know there are, and I put his hand in a vise, and I squeezed him, you reckon he would squeak and get into motion and say, ask me to stop?
That's physical pain. That's completely different from emotional.
Oh, it doesn't hook into his brain. Okay, well, we'll put electrodes in him and get him all cured up. Thank you.
I don't think that's what she was saying. Study it. I think it's separate to say... So much what the emotion is versus not having a conscience.
Right.
It's like they don't have the normal divides there. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. They have no boundaries, no divides, no nothing.
Boy, and let's go ahead. Who's up next out of all these callers? DJ in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Doctor, a couple questions, and the callers have brought up something else as I was listening. The last gentleman saying that restriction on the access of people's records. Now, I question whether or not there is a project.
Okay, let me just stop you. Let me just stop you. For those who don't understand what we're talking about, a caller mentioned New Freedom Initiative for psychological testing, and so now we've kind of gone off this rabbit trail. But go ahead.
Whether or not that the data is being taken by the criminal elitists and in an attempt to create either mass murderers or serial killers, and especially using it as a project to try and lobotomize in some way, shape, or form our various police and our military because they do seem so robotic.
Well, I will say this. They have this training for the military that does try to create rote responses to killing, automatic responses, an unfeeling disconnect. I've read the Pentagon documents. That's a good question. Comments, Doctor?
Well, the comment is that basically if you have an army of 10,000 people and you have an enemy that you're trying to defeat, you don't want people to think for themselves. You want them to follow orders. And that's what the training is about, to follow an order and not think about it.
But if that is continued and they continue to follow orders, when they are not in that situation, if it is something that is meant to be permanent, a response on command, such as a handler.
No, it's different than somebody who's been brainwashed or hypnotized. You know, hypnosis doesn't make you do anything that you wouldn't ordinarily do. All hypnosis is a form of intense concentration. People think that it'll get you to do things.
It's a trigger.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Doctor, this has been an amazing interview. Can we have you back on sometime?
Yes, anytime. I would very much enjoy that. Thank you.
Well, she's the author of My Life Among Serial Killers, and she's Dr. Helen Morrison. Thanks, Doc, and have a good weekend.
Thank you very much, and you also. I appreciate it.
Take care. We'll be back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it is meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Archives. I actually stole that term from Mark Quarantine, who would describe confronting government officials how they had like great white shark eyes. Didn't matter if their eyes were black, brown, or blue. When I've confronted Janet Reno, when I've confronted others, it's an emptiness. They don't have a sparkle in their eye. And people that just coldly do these things mechanically, they have that look, and I've seen serial killers, seen it in their eyes. Now, a magnetic control freak killer, mass killer, is fully animated and knows exactly what they're doing. I wish we'd have had more time with the psychiatrist. She's also a medical doctor to get into the military, because bottom line, you heard her admit to it. This is what they do. And I'm not going to sit there and attack the military, okay? But shaving people's heads, having them march around, not letting them sleep, telling them that after you go through all this, you're the best now, you're part of a brotherhood, that is classical cult programming. I mean, that's what all the cults do. And it was developed in Germany, well, France really first, but the Germans 250 years ago in Prussia perfected it because they had trouble getting their troops up close to kill. A lot of times, you'd have really tough guys, but they just didn't want to sit there bayonet people, once they were down. And so now the programming, all of it, and it's gotten psychopathic. I mean, the Marine Corps now, and this has been in the news, folks, has chants about have the school children gather around, throw the candy on the ground, mow the little bleepers down. It's bad. And then the Nazis had the same type of chants. And it's the same thing. And they're trying to engineer that thoughtless, mindless, rote response. And the same computer programs they use to train the military, they're now using on police. And that's why the cop will instantly, without even thinking, pull their gun and shoot you. And yes, in a case where somebody's pulling a gun on them, that'll save their lives. But you see, they're programmed, just like a dog has been programmed, into a fight-and-flight scenario, to switch off the thinking process. And that's all Hitler talked about with his, quote, mind powers and mind wars and mind systems. And their top scientists were hired and brought over to this country. Kindergarten, the system of teaching that's been predominant in public schooling in the last 100 years in this country, was developed about 150 years ago in Prussia. And it was to create military servants. And this is, by the way, in the encyclopedia. This isn't my opinion. And they would teach the children not to have original thoughts, but to regurgitate, to be, quote, sponges that absorb information and then literally, the quote is, regurgitate it in rote. That's why you get, I'm just following orders, I'm just following orders, this is what I'm doing. Well, don't take it up with me, I'm just following orders, I'm just following orders. That's where you get that, and that's only a shadow of a true serial killer. Throughout history, the elites, the sadist megalomaniacs, they will have a crew of serial killers. Stalin did this, and some of his top killers, hitmen, were serial killers out of the Russian prisons. And they rose to high levels. And they did not want to go after him. They worshipped him. They did what he said because he let them have blood. And it's the same thing today. And so we better take it serious when the police are wearing skull patches and black masks and the trappings of death. And they are taking on the spirit, the mindset, the ideology, the philosophy of their father, their dark lord. And this is real. Every time I research world government, the New World Order, in real, cogent, documented evidence, I run into devil worship. Do as thou wilt. We run into the sadist. We run into the sadomasochist. We run into the control freaks who are creating a society of non-thinking zombies. And we look at what she was talking about, shifting off the thinking process, shifting out of the conscience. Every mass shooter, every one of these mass killers we've seen in the last decade has been on the serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And they knock out that impulse control. They knock out those normal divides that are in the psyche. And the government wants a mass of these people. Also in Russia today, and now they're trying to start it in this country, these little military schools where they take the children young and train them how to beat people up and how to shake people down for taxes and how to SWAT team everybody. You can take them young and create a trained killer who does not have a conscience. But it's different than the serial killer. It's very, very serious, and it's real. And they're creating a dark army that we're going to have to fight. in more ways than one. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum aren't extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Timothy McNevitt is about to be joining us. The perfect terrorist plan to level the Twin Towers, created in 1976. Our own U.S. Army devised a plan commissioned by Congress to bring down the WTC using commercial airliners and box cutters as weapons. The tales of this are coming up here in just a few minutes with our very special guest who took part in the plan back in 1976. But before we do that, coming up in the third hour, I'm going to play this entire eight-minute clip, the most amazing C-SPAN clip I've ever seen, of the valiant and brave Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, the truly honorable, really throwing it in Rumsfeld's face. The video clip of this is on PrisonPlanet.com. And Rumsfeld really went to pieces. Here is just the first minute of that, and then we'll air the rest of it the next hour. But listen to the questions she dropped on him. Here it is.
Gentlelady from Georgia, Ms. McKinney.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech at the United Nations in September 2003, in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The President called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccine and is now working on a plague vaccine through the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mr. Secretary, is it policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls? That's my first question. My second question, Correct. Mr. Secretary, according to the Comptroller General of the United States, there are serious financial management problems at the Pentagon, to which Mr. Cooper alluded. Fiscal year 1999, $2.3 trillion missing. Fiscal year 2000, $1.1 trillion missing. And DOD is the number one reason why the government can't balance its checkbook. The Pentagon has claimed year after year that the reason it can't account for the money is because its computers don't communicate with each other. My second question, Mr. Secretary, is who has the contracts today to make those systems communicate with each other? How long have they had those contracts? And how much have the taxpayers paid for them? Finally, Mr. Secretary, after the last hearing, I thought that my office was promised a written response to my question regarding the four war games on September 11th. I have not yet received that response, but would like for you to respond to the questions that I've put to you today, and then I do expect the written response to my previous question.
All right, hopefully right there. And that's about 2.5 minutes of it. And literally, Rumsfeld looked like he'd been punched in the stomach by Mike Tyson. And I mean, I could spend 30 minutes on this. It is so incredible. And again, trillions missing, just like Enron with the scam computers. And they go, no, we're not going to give it to you. And they wouldn't give it to her last time. And I mean, to give you an idea of the level of fraud going on, folks, it's just biblical in proportions. It's almost indescribable. And the war games, and boy, you ought to hear what's coming up, and the white slavery rings. I mean, this stuff's real, folks. And they don't even deny this when she brings it up. By the way, we cover the war games. We cover the drills. We cover how 9/11 was really carried out. In my new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, 2 hours, 35 minutes long, now shipping. Everybody needs this video. This video will not be seen. It will not have the effect it could have unless you're the most important link in the chain, get the film, make copies of it, put it on Access TV, show it at your church, get it out to people. Martial Law, it is the preeminent 9/11 film. It also gets into the New World Order and the secret societies that control it, the Nazis, and it gets into the police state. It is my crowning achievement. Please get it. Toll-free number to order the new film or any of my great films I've produced. A bunch of big discounts going right now. Just ask about them when you call. 1-888-253-3139. Call right now. 888-253-3139, or just write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or order via the Safe Secure Shopping Card at Infowars.com. You can watch clips of all the films, the other videos I carry, the books, it's all there. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. You can watch the new film right now, all my other films. PrisonPlanet.tv. Please take action, 888-253-3139. All right, we're about to go to our guest. The perfect terrorist plan to level the Twin Towers created in 1976. Our own U.S. Army devised a plan commissioned by Congress to bring down the WGC using commercial airliners and box cutters as weapons. The laundry list of terrorist warnings handed to the Bush administration prior to 9/11 makes the president and others look like bumbling idiots or a bunch of conniving criminals responsible for the mass murders at the Twin Towers and in Afghanistan and Iraq. These are the harsh words of Timothy McNiven, a outspoken critic of the president's handling of 9/11 and a 29-year U.S. Defense Department operative still under contract with the government. He says not only did the Bush administration purposely ignore al-Qaeda in the months preceding the WTC attacks, but the situation is even more disturbing, considering his military unit way back in 1976 devised a mock terrorist attack of the Twin Towers exactly like what occurred on 9/11. He was told when he was part of this battalion in Germany to come up with a plan specifically with the towers, with Arab hijackers, and he came up with the idea of box cutters. And again, they take these scenarios and use them real world as the public story. We have Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11 style attacks, which wasn't just a war game, it was an actual scenario they wanted to carry out. We have Project Gladio, bombings for a decade in Europe, blaming it on enemies. It goes on and on and on. And Mr. McNiven has been part of the Berg suit for racketeering against Bush for not just prior knowledge but involvement. We have his affidavit sworn in federal court. We have his lie detector test that he passed. We have the documents, and we have links to his website at Infowars.com and some of the key documents saved and mirrored at Infowars.com. Without further ado, I want to thank Timothy McNiven for joining us. And Timothy was telling me that he still does work with the government. And, of course, he had a massive heart attack, he was telling me, back in 1997, but he's still there fighting and exposing this. And, Mr. McNiven, good to have you on with us.
Well, I'm glad to be on, Mr. Jones.
Kind of give us the condensed version, your history, what you did, what you do, and why you went public.
Well, in 1976, when I was stationed in Ida Oberstein, West Germany, assigned to C Battery, 2nd of the 81st Field Artillery, I got called to the office one day and was explained I was going to take part in this study. And they, you know, Mr. Lieutenant Teague was like my training officer, so he gave, you know, a brief description of what the scenario was, and that would be the hijacking of an airliner and crashing it into a 100-story building. And then we were supposed to, you know, think of ways to do this. And then a couple days later, Lieutenant Teague then said, well, they've had a change that's been brought down, and the 100-story building is now going to be the World Trade Center Twin Towers, and for the remainder of the study, that will be the building of concern, as you know, he said, for the rest of the study. And he told us there was no reason that we were told. It was just, you know, a military order, and that's the way it is, and nothing further was said about it after that. It was just, you know, we were told it was changed, and that was it. So then, you know, we went through the study, and partway through the study, I said that, you know, if these security improvements weren't made and were attacked, then I would do everything I could to tell the American people about this. And Lieutenant Teague and Sergeant Middleton each grabbed me on one arm and dragged me down the hallway and explained, you know, you're in the military and you can't be saying stuff like that. And I explained, well, I wasn't, you know, condemning the people who were part of the study and trying to, you know, prevent an attack from happening, but people in the government who might not, you know, do the improvements and just, you know, allow it to happen. And, of course, I got dismissed, you know, on that day after making that outburst. And then about a week later, I got called back to the office, and they had Lieutenant Teague stand next to me. And then one of the people higher up, which I wasn't allowed to see this person, I was shielded from seeing him, but I could hear his voice, and he, you know, issued me the orders, non-rescindable orders, to, you know, bring this information to the American people if, you know, if ever, you know, the World Trade Center was attacked in the manner in which we discussed.
And now, why were yourself and some of the others suspicious right off the bat with this scenario?
I don't know. It was just a gut feeling for me. I was just emotionally involved in, you know, well, the situation itself, you know, trying to take over an airliner and then crash it into, you know, attack America with it is kind of, you know, an upsetting emotional situation, I know.
So they had you basically wargaming and brainstorming and then writing reports?
Well, no, we didn't write any reports. Like Lieutenant Teague told me that we weren't supposed to, I didn't need to take notes or do
basically,
any
they
reports.
Just took your ideas then.
Right. We did it verbally. They had, you know, other people there doing the written recording, you know. So, yeah, we were just, we were just all verbal. They
for those that don't know, this is what these different government agencies do. They will have large groups of people all over the place just brainstorming because they found it comes up with more original ideas. Now it turned out now in this scenario that you're in sworn affidavit on this and have taken a lot of Tucker and passed it. This has been in federal court in this racketeering suit. That the drill got specific, or the scenario got specific, down to Arab terrorists hijacking jets to fly them to the World Trade Center with box cutters. Is that correct?
Like on when we were discussing the use or what weapons to use, you know, I mentioned box cutters because I had seen, you know, one of the newer plastic handles, and I thought, well, that could get through like a metal detector because it was so thin. And then Sergeant Middleton said, well, you know, it doesn't even have to go through the metal detector. It can be put on through the luggage department. And he stated, you know, he had a relative who worked, you know, at an airport luggage area, and he described, you know, the loose security there. And then, like other times in the study, like if they liked your idea, then they would take you and talk to you individually about it. And so, you know, over the issue of box cutters, they chose Sergeant Middleton's information and idea over mine. So they, you know, took him aside and questioned him about it.
Okay, now why have you gotten involved with this racketeering suit? I mean, when did the light bulb go off in your head with, I mean, here's the government basically brainstorming over this in 76.
I contacted Mr. Berg after I saw, you know, him on TV. I saw a little deal about him on TV, you know, filing this lawsuit. So I looked him up and then contacted him and then, you know, sent my information to him and a Mr. Jeff Truman from VERPA, that's Veterans Equal Rights Protection Advocacy, Inc. And he was like the research assistant who did the research to verify my information, you know, before it was used in the lawsuit. So, like, I didn't have any idea, you know, that lawsuits were being filed until I saw this deal on TV. And so I thought, well, here might be a way to get my information into the public because, like, had been writing letters and emails to newspapers, magazines, TV stations.
Well, boil it down for people. I mean, I'm sure you're aware of Operation Northwoods now.
Yes.
The official U.S. government plan to carry out attacks, and they explain why, to blame it on foreign enemies. But, you know, we have the government saying they never heard of a plan to fly planes into buildings. Here is the exact, precise M.O. down to the plastic box cutters, and you've got the government coming up with these plans to, quote, combat it back in 1976. What do you think happened on 9/11?
I was here in Bellingham, and I was recovering from another heart attack. I had a small heart attack in the end of June of 2001, so... Like, I was totally shocked when it happened. I kind of went into, like, a two-week period of, you know, not really being able to function totally because I was so shocked by it. So, you know, I can't say, you know, what exactly, you know, the people back on the East Coast did, but, you know, according to what my orders from that study was, that if, you know, the World Trade Center got attacked, how we said I was supposed to, you know, bring the study information forward. So I can't say what was going through, you know, the people's minds back east.
Well, I'll tell you this. Northwoods got leaked on purpose and then confirmed to be real. Gladio got leaked. And time and time again, it could have been somebody back in the 70s in the Pentagon hearing about a future plan to actually do this, and they may have used their wargaming credentials to order this study to create a trail. I mean, there's really no telling.
Yeah, well, that's true. You know, I just know the information from, you know, what I personally took part in, and that's, you know, what I've been telling people for the last 3 years, you know, the same thing, because that's all the information I have. But, you know, and I've also been telling them that the people who have, you know, more information are like the sergeants, like Sergeant Riggs, Sergeant Milton, and officers like Lieutenant Teague and Major DePiro and Colonel Morrison. You know, these were the people, you know, the higher-ups of the unit, you know, that always get, you know, the better.
When we get back, I want to find out why your unit was chosen for this. And, of course, others were chosen as well. But this is the unit we know about. This is very important, just one more piece in this huge tapestry that shows this obsession by the government with hijacked jets flying into the World Trade Center and America being turned into a police state.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What the globalists do is they brainstorm, and they have their people brainstorm, coming up with different scenarios, and they pick from the scenarios. But then it's on file, not as a terrorist plan of our government, but as a study. Then they have other documents where they actually call for carrying out the real attacks. I mean, official plans to carry them out, the government to carry the attacks out, then be blamed on foreign enemies. But then if they get caught during the operation, they can just say, oh, this was part of a drill. That's why 9/11 was a national security event on that morning, even before the first planes were supposedly hijacked. That's the cover. That's the operational control. And that's going to come up with General Myers in the next hour when we play this clip. And, I mean, that's a clear M.O. of what's going on here. I just want to thank our guests for joining us. You can read the American Free Press article and the documents and his lie detector test and all of it at InfoWars.com. But Timothy McNevin, give us your website.
www.codenamegrillfire.com.
And why is it codenamed grillfire.com?
Well, my code name is Grillfire, so I just put it together, codenamegrillfire.com.
Just a few final questions for you, and I appreciate your time.
Sure.
Why do you think they chose your little unit in Germany for this?
I don't know. It seemed kind of unusual, but then I thought, you know, they like to get, you know, a lot of different people with a lot of different backgrounds to, you know, to get a whole variety.
Yeah, it's a focus group, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know how many other people took part, but I imagine, you know, they probably did some in the Navy and Marines and Air Force. Like, I contacted this one, it was a retired military officer who had a website, and I contacted him with, you know, information about the study, and he said, well, you know, I'm not all that concerned about just another study. You know, there's been other ones, too. So this officer, you know, explained that the reason he wasn't all that interested in my information is that, you know, there were other studies, you know, concerning air travel security, too. So I guess, you know, there's been, you know, more than just this
one. And it just so happened to be plastic box cutters and Arab terrorists and the World Trade Center.
Yeah, this one happened to be kind of like more specific to what actually happened than probably, you know.
Well, bottom line, it shows that the government did know such ideas and plans were out there. And I really do appreciate you joining us and coming on the show. And take care, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
Good to have you on. Very interesting, folks. And look, again, you have Northwoods. That it isn't just a plan or a study. It is an operational memorandum. The Joint Chiefs of Staff want to hijack jets by remote control. They want to bomb D.C. They want to kill Marines. They want to blame it on foreign countries. And then you've got all these other drills and training. The FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver in the first World Trade Center bombing in 93. That's admitted. Again, Operation Gladio, the U.S. government carried out dozens and dozens and dozens of bombings all over Europe to blame it on leftists. It's the same story. Who stands to gain from all this? And what they do is, with these studies, is they go out and they do all these war games, all these drills, all these scenarios, and they have hundreds of different groups write up plans, and then these big brains pick and choose the most, I guess, believable story, and then they use that as a cover story when the globalists really carry out a real operation. So very interesting. Will, I know we've had callers that have been holding for eons. 1-800-259-9231. We'll get a bunch of calls out of the way. We'll tell you about the latest with poor dear Terry Schiavo Schindler. Now coming up on the seventh day of her torture. Doesn't look like she's long for this world, bar a miracle. We'll be right back.